everyone to the May 20th, 2021 regular bi-weekly meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. And this time, if I could, ask Trustee John Flashman to open with a with an opening prayer, please.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Dear Heavenly Father, as we move into another unseen what the summer's going to be like, we're starting to come to some normalcy. May you be with all of us that go through trials and tribulations with whether you put the mask on, do we take the mask off, do we take the shot, do we not take the shot. And Lord, as we work as trustees to better our township, I ask that you be with us, and I ask that you be with the ones that are sick and ill that can't be to this meeting, that would like to be at this meeting. Lord, it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Could I ask Trustee Alex to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us, please?
Sure thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Ms. Watkins, could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes. Regular meeting of April 22nd, 2021. Special meeting May the 5th, 2021. Regular meeting May the 6th, 2021. And special meeting May the 14th, 2021. And I believe that brings us totally up to date as we speak here. Am I correct, Ms. Watkins?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Could I have a second, please?
Mr. Chairman, I will second that with a comment.
Okay.
I am very glad that the fiscal department has now been able to get these caught up, but I was very impressed with the format and the way that it was laid out. It was very good. So with that, I'm happy to say I give you a second.
Thank you. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for Robin and her new new lady there for helping with the minutes there. I have to agree with Mr. Flashman. I did like the way they were laid out, so thanks again. Good job. Let's see, under old business, Robin, do you want to give us the bills and payroll?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay.
It's Resolution 2021-074. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable through May the 20th in the amount of $93,633.58 and payroll that was paid on May the 14th, 2021 in the amount of $141,451.91 for a total of $235,085.49 from check number 66396 to 66443 and electronic vouchers paid numbered 302-2021 to 375-2021.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept as read. Can I have a second?
Chairman, I will second.
Yes, could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. Next, under old business, I see a presentation by PNC. Robin, is that something you would want to discuss or tell the trustees?
Well, let me check. Is Nick on? Mr. Dunn? Mr. Dunn, are you available?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Do you want to give a little bit of an introduction to PNC, or would you like me to do that?
Sure.
You have
the same social worker, Robin. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
I was speaking with Robin. Robin, you have the same.
Well, Ralph, I was going to let Nick Dunn introduce them. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. If you have the name and so forth, thank you.
Mhm.
All right, so at this time, I would like to introduce PNC Bank. They're going to do a presentation for us this evening regarding no longer taking cash at the window. They're going to look at the next present, put in the box, look at the window for us. I think this will be a great opportunity. I believe it's Aaron from PNC that is with us.
Yes, it's Aaron and then Kathy and Rob. They come as a team. Often that we all specialize in certain things, but we consider me the quarterback, and the banker initiated the first conversation with Mary. And at that time, she was interested really in bringing more technology into it and updating your accounts. And we look at it holistically on the way to hopefully make it a little more efficient, maybe trips to the branch, and then obviously fraud protection is very important, so more protection, but also being able to update your account. It won't change your account number, routing number, or anything like that, but it brings you into it's called the new PNC account type that helps offset some of those fees. So I'm just really, I'm here to help facilitate, but Kathy and Rob will go over most of it. If you want us to go right into our presentation now, I'll just hand it off to Kathy, or if you want us to wait, that's fine too.
Sure, that sounds good. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy Lamb. I work with Aaron. I work in PNC Bank's Treasury Management Department, so part of what my job is to do account reviews, make sure you're in the best products that you can be in, help with the electronic movement of money, and like Aaron said, efficiency. So I'd like to start out with where you are right now. You are in what we refer to as a fully analyzed account. So basically, you're paying for everything that you do, account balance fees, deposit tickets, every check that you write. I did notice that you have a lockbox, and when speaking with Mary previously, she said that is for your ambulance department, correct, and that is something that you do like. Is that the correct statement?
Yeah, this is Robin. Yeah, we do. We do need those lockbox.
I didn't get into the actual conversation, but I've never heard anything adverse to the lockbox for the fire department or the ambulance service. If anyone has heard or needs to make any comments on it, just speak up and advise Kathy. So I personally have not heard any problems or anything, and I think it's a real good workable system that, to my knowledge, Kathy, okay?
Chairman,
this is
Robin.
Speak up.
Yeah, this is Robin. I just wanted to, Kathy, just having the lockbox system is quite an expense on the township. is this program that we're looking at or introducing maybe have a little lesser cost? Can you kind of look at, can you give us the, because we do need the lockbox system or something to that program, not losing that service, do you have something in the new presentation that might be a little money savings for the township?
Well, it depends on how you envision your future state. So do you envision folks mailing checks in and you processing them at the office? Do you envision them actually coming in and making payments, or do you like the convenience of a lockbox? So right now everything just goes to the P.O. box and it's all processed there.
Well, I know the Fire Chief Welch, I believe, is on the line. Chief, do you mind sharing a little bit? Because I really think we like the way it's set up now. Is that correct? I don't want to overspeak for you, sir.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, we like what's going on now. It has a lot to do with our billing company. It goes directly to our billing company. We see very little other than reports out of that black box.
Okay. So it sounds like it's working for you right now. The only thing that I would suggest tweaking with the lockbox is right now you are paying $60 a month for what's called backside image capture. So we're capturing both the front side of the check and the back side of the check. If you do not need to see the back side of the check, we can turn that off and right off the bat save you $60 a month.
And this is Chief Welch. This is the me. I'd have to consult other billing companies to see if they need that.
Okay. That's no problem. And so what Aaron suggested is, like you said, switching your account type. So we would switch you into what's called a business treasury enterprise plan. This did not used to be available to townships and government entities. Probably in the past couple of months. CMC has opened that up, and it's a better test for you. Are you getting a lot of feedback with me?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
It's loud, yes.
Okay. I think it's better.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear just fine. I believe we're okay to go forward there, Kathy.
Okay. So right now you're in the sweep account, which excess funds sweep into the money market. And you're not earning a whole lot on that right now. It's a whopping 0.01. So at this be a decision amongst you all. Would you rather keep more money in the checking account and pay lower fees because we have the earnings credit that can help offset the fees, or would you rather leave things as they are now? It's obviously not a decision we have to make, you know, tonight or within the next, even next month.
I think this would be a conversation that we may want to have with our new fiscal officer as well as our accountant and let them weigh the pros and cons and then bring it back to the board.
Trustee Fleshman, we've already done that.
My apologies. I'm talking in regards to where we would put the money as far as she's saying that we're only getting a very small amount on our money, but if we move the money into another account, we would be able to receive more money on the interest, but yet then there's offsetting the cost associated with fees. I wasn't talking about the box up front. I'm talking about what was just mentioned about if we used to...
Right, and we've discussed it with...
move our money.
Right, both... Fiscal Officer Dunn and the accountant have been briefed on this. That's why PNC's back.
Okay, it's just a question. With a current lockbox and everything, the amount of money that we want to keep in the lockbox versus the overall picture, is that what I'm hearing, what I'm understanding here?
Right. So, Robin, did you get the two proposals that Aaron sent over?
Yes. I believe Administrator...
This is the office we've done. I got those as well.
Okay. And we can, we can tweak this any way that you all see fit. The first proposal, I said hypothetically, if we keep $1 million a checking account, that still will give you some money in the money market, still earn some money there. And we propose ACH, so you can make electronic payments. We propose what's called Positive Pay, which is a check fraud protection, and the state of Ohio highly recommends that for anybody who has a fiduciary responsibility for funds. We propose the check scanner, so you can just scan checks directly from the office if people pay you in there. So in that case scenario, in the lockbox fees were included in also. In that case scenario, it would be a cost of $505.55 a month. Right now, if we don't make any changes at all, your total fees right now and bringing up your statement are, your last statement was $738.96 a month. So we could give you some efficiency and still bring your costs down. The second proposal I sent over is hypothetically keeping $1.5 million in the checking, along with everything that I just mentioned. That would bring your costs down to $464.46 a month.
Financial brackets are $1 million and $1.5 million. Am I understanding that correctly? And we have that $700 that we had in the monthly account that you were discussing, is that an interest payment or is that a cost of doing business? What is that? Are we actually entitled to $700 interest payment? Is that what we're saying here?
No, those were the fees that you paid last month.
Okay, those were the fees. Okay.
Yep. And we can tweak this any way that you want. If you come back and say, Kathy, let's do a scenario only keeping $500,000 in the checking, or let's do a scenario all the funds in the checking. Yeah, I was just did a couple hypotheticals based on Robin and Mary's conversation with Aaron and some of the things that they were interested in.
Okay. I don't know what the other trustees think. Mr. Flashman started to speak up a little bit there. At the point we're at right now, I personally am a little bit confused, and I'm not exactly sure where we're going with this. I think my opinion is I need to know a little more information before I can make a prudent decision. How about the other trustees? Are you understanding what we're talking about, or do we need to do a little more talking at best before we make a decision. In other words, just table the decision for the moment. What's your opinion on your
chairman?
Yes, sir.
Before we order off the a la carte menu, I do believe that we should be able to come together in a executive meeting with our fiscal department and our accountants and just weigh the pros and cons of which way would be the best one. To make a decision right now, I don't think would be foolish for us to make a decision today.
Yeah.
However, we definitely need to, you know, I'm a definite yes on putting something at the window. It's just, what's it going to look like? Are we going to put a million or half a million?
So, and I don't disagree with you at all. I'm not understanding everything. If we need to, so if we could, maybe just go ahead and table this for the moment. And we'll get
together.
Mr. Bob, maybe we can go ahead and get with the bank and we can set up another time to have a little special meeting and so we can get a full understanding on this. And we do have two new people, you know, the new fiscal officer in right now, too. So I think we all need to, you know, get a full picture of the whole thing. I know I don't understand it right now, so if we could, I just move to have a motion to table it.
Gentlemen,
make a man. Next meeting.
Gentlemen, could I make before you make a motion?
Okay.
We do have, there are two separate elements to what we're talking about here. My name's Ron Pod, by the way. What Kathy is doing is more of the treasury management side. Mine would be more of the credit card processing that you guys were thinking about. So they run two separate things. So I think if you guys are making motions and talking about lines of business and so forth, this would operate. I've been on Truth Board, so I understand Robert's Rules of Order. I think this would be a separate, a completely separate motion for, you know, the two different products. And I would propose that I could let you guys know how this part works. That way you guys could have both things. Well, my part's a lot less complicated. If that's a present before you guys make any motion.
Actually, that would be a resolution when it comes to that. But I'd like to hear from our other trustee, Alex.
Yeah.
Whatever the fiscal officer and the fiscal department thinks is the best route to go, I'm going to back them on that. I think that if they want to meet with everyone and get a recommendation, I mean, I think that I'm fine backing that. That's their area of expertise, and I'm going to let them lead on.
Gentlemen,
yes.
Let me ask if this would be helpful okay. for you. Would it be helpful to know the formula that is used to calculate the earnings credit, and that might help you make an informed decision about what you want to keep in the checking account?
Yeah, that, you know, honestly, Cassie, this is Cassie again, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay. I'll tell you, I think we probably, everybody, I guess, and maybe one person, and that would probably be Robin, that knows right now of the running balances that we have presently and going forward. Now, in order, I guess, to make the planning come to realization and so forth, we probably need a little input as to the water, about our average balance is and that type of thing, would probably be the type of information I'd be looking for. I don't know what Mr. Weston is going to be looking for. Just don't know enough about the balances and things, what we need on a running balance and things like that. In other words, just generally, Kathy, I don't think I have enough information. That's why I say instead of really run this thing out and keep us for a very long time tonight, but looks like we may be running into that. I'd rather just go ahead and clear the rest of the agenda and rather than running through on the a long time unanswered at this time.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would make a recommendation that we table this for now, set for another time with the physical department, and then we would choose which path we want to go.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. And then after that meeting, we can then vote on it and then let them know which options we took.
That's correct.
It's okay with you guys. I'm going to put together an email. It's going to have what you have now, what your average balance is, and what we're talking about. So you can prepare the services, you know what they are, you know what you're getting for your money, and then you guys can vote on it, and probably communicate with your whoever, and then we'll go from there. All right? I just want to make sure we understand everything, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds great. Does that sound okay with you, Mr. Flexman?
It does, sir. However, we do probably need to move on the fact of getting a credit card system for collections, and we, there are two separate items here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what he had mentioned. Sure. So do we need to move on the credit card segment of it now? Are we okay on the credit cards for the next meeting, or is there something you need to discuss on that?
Well, I am here, and I can give you any information you would need to probably, I'm not saying you need to make the decision tonight, but at least you have the information that you would need in order to kind of know how that would work. Would that be appropriate?
I think that would be great. As for the operation, current operation and everything, we won't change anything on the credit card until we make the decision in a couple of weeks or something. Is that correct? Did you hear?
I did hear you. Were you addressing me or someone from the board?
Oh, okay. No, I was addressing you.
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No, that's fine. I'm having a little off and on and off a little trouble here and here as well. The credit card, the way the credit card and so forth is set up now, will continue on until we have our next vote or whatever. Is that correct?
Well, what I'm doing is proposing you guys the opportunity to accept credit cards as a form of payment, not a credit card you're using for purchases or so forth.
Okay.
We currently, Mr. Chairman, we currently do not have the capability to take credit cards out the window to pay for certain items.
Okay, we're talking about the window now. Okay, different story. Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you want to go ahead and discuss that, and then.
Sure.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Any problem with us going ahead and voting on that is for Mr. Flashman. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, we take the credit cards at the bank, at the window, there's no harm in that, right?
Right.
Okay. That would be, Mr. Chairman, this is Fiscal Officer Dunn, if I may. So regarding this, if we can start taking credit card payments at the window, that would get us in a lot more compliance with audit, procedure. So I think we would be okay, if the board's okay with it, to go ahead and start making the move to do what we need to do to start processing
whatever. Yeah, I'd be
correct.
Fine with that. How about you, Mr. Flashman, and Mr. Alex?
Mr. Chairman, I would have a few questions. I know in my business I take credit cards, and I understand what I pay per month and for the lease of the equipment versus owning the equipment, etc. I would like to hear from the representative on the credit card, how it would work as far as our fees and et cetera, and is there a per swipe fee, monthly fee for rental equipment, and et cetera.
Okay. So it sure might be might be wise just to wait and get all that information together and move on it at one time. This would probably be your thought, and that's what I'm hearing here, right?
Mr. Chairman, you can comment and tell us, give us the sales presentation on what it would look like, you know, what our responsibility is. I know with the chip, the different ones with the chips and the different things of that, the security, in compliance, in order to use it. I know I go through all types of stuff just in my business.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, if you want to run through that, are we going to vote on this tonight? Is that what your proposal is, Mr. Weston, or collect the information tonight?
I would defer to our fiscal department, and they are happy with that and want us to move on it. They've been working on it, but the board just needs to understand, do we own the equipment? Do we lease the equipment? If equipment breaks, if it is stolen, is it insured? We just need to hear the presentation.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
I can agree that you guys are
really that. You know, I just think we go through a lot of crossing information right now and still don't get everything voted on for another couple of weeks or something. We might be wasting some time now, but I hesitate a little bit, and no disrespect to our new fiscal officer. You know, we're still trying to teach him where the front door is. I can't, you know, he's doing well for being here 4 or 5 days, but it's still a move, and it has nothing to do with your credibility or anything. It's just, there's quite a bit to consider there, and I'd like to be able to consider it to make sure that none of us make any mistakes on it. So that's really what I would like to do.
Sure, yeah, I can explain to you pretty quickly how it works.
Okay, well, just go ahead, Dan.
Okay. So currently, as you know, it's cash only when you run to the window to do any of the normal business that you're doing now. And according to Robin, according to get a police report, it's $4. So she's having to go to the bank, having a lot of ones and things with her, and it's kind of really kind of convolutes the process. With the credit card processing, you should have a physical machine at the window. From there, your customers will be able to pay with cash or with credit card. The machine itself can do either. Now, you can exclude cash altogether if you want to. It's completely your option. But with the credit card, the customer can use the smart chip. They can swipe, and they can also use Apple Pay or some other wireless Bluetooth-type device to do the transaction. The money's in your checking account the following business day, and there's a full report available from the machine or online so you can see historical transactions. You can print, text, or email the receipts from each customer. So if, say, hypothetically, John Doe comes in and does a transaction, he loses his paper receipt. You have the ability to either reprint the receipt at any point down the road, or you can text or email it to him. So that's very good. You can have multiple departments as well. So say, for example, you guys are doing, I don't even know why you need a second department, but you can track my department if you would like, and that's very easy. The gentleman was wondering about the processing fees and so forth. It is 2.69% plus 20 cents per transaction. It is $25 per month. What you're getting with that, you're getting the best PCI compliance in the industry. That may not mean anything to you, but basically it is the security that needs to be in place for you to accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and American Express. Each transaction is tokenized and encrypted. So even if someone could hack into your system somehow, they're going to get a jumbled bunch of numbers they cannot use. you're guaranteed up to $35,000 per cardholder, that their information will not be compromised, protecting both you and your customer. And that makes it very nice. The cost of the machine is $649, and if you wanted to lease it, it's $45 per month. Now, if you do the purchase, it does have a full 1 year bumper-to-bumper warranty. If anything happens to it at any point, it is covered. We will overnight ship you one the very next day. If you wanted to lease instead of purchase, it is 48 months at $45 per month, and the warranty covers the entire life of the lease. Now, there is an additional a warranty program available if you do the purchase. It's $200 additional, and that will cover the lease for a total of 3 years instead of just the traditional one. Everything is very simple and easy to use. I actually will come out and physically install the machine myself. I grew up about a mile and a half from the township. I grew up in Stone Ridge there off of Precinct, so I know exactly where you guys are at. So I can come out, do everything for you, train whoever needs to be trained, and show you a lot of features and functions, both from the physical device itself and from the online dashboard, which has multiple functions as far as reporting and so forth. So we do all of that for you. So that is the Reader's Digest version of how it works. Do any of you have any questions?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. On a credit card invoice and that kind of thing that we get a, just like we get at home, credit card invoice monthly or that type of thing.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, you'll
get
a detailed monthly.
Strictly online or what, you know.
Yeah, you can do it one of two ways. Most people get an email to them, I think submit to whichever email address you prefer, and it is a statement that has all the transactions on it, what the fees are, what your volume was, and then the daily deposit amount will show up on that receipt. If you wanted that mailed instead of emailed, we could certainly do that. That's $6.99 per month to do that. That would be why most people choose to email it. But, you know, it's your money, and you know, whatever's going to help you if you're reporting better, that's what we want to make sure the students are happy.
But it can be as a service email for free, then, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you also have online access to that reporting as well. So you can go and hit historical statements, you know, from however far back you need to go. So that is always accessible. Plus, you also get me, so you have problems, questions, whatever along the way. I'm here locally. If it's nothing for me to help you out, if you need some statement or something, I can certainly help you with that.
Okay. So,
Chairman, I have a couple questions.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
I have one. I want to ask you, please. Okay.
You go ahead, sir. Just call me when you can.
Yeah, well, now that would be the equipment and service and that type of thing would be on a lease type arrangement, a lease contract arrangement, is that correct?
It would be either one you want. You could purchase or lease.
Okay.
That would be completely your option.
Okay. Okay. How long are the leases for? 2 years, 3 years, whatever?
We could do them for 36 or 48 months. Whichever one you would like.
Okay, gotcha. All righty, John, you can go ahead now if you had a couple more questions there.
When was the last upgrade to the machine?
The last upgrade, this was earlier this year.
Okay. One of the things that I found out that in using, accepting Visa, MasterCard, is a lot of times if you own it, you own it. And then you're forced to, you know, you can own it for 6 months, and then, you know, there's a new system that comes out, and
right.
you end up going to it. So to me, I got into that and real quickly learned that you can't sell it after you've used it. It's a paperweight. So generally, it's a better way to go. Your transactions are done by cellular, or how are you, is it going through our phone line or internet line?
It will actually go through your internet line. You can do it Wi-Fi or through a hardwire connection, either one. And even if your Wi-Fi goes down, it'll connect to a phone hotspot. So if something happens, your internet's down, you can still run it.
Now, the one I have runs on satellite, so anywhere that I'm at, it picks up. You guys, does that do that as well?
Yes, it will. We have that in a lot of scenarios where people are doing, like, flea markets or maybe they're plumbers, electricians that have to be on the road. Yes, but that machine does have that capability for sure.
And would that be a backup system, meaning that if our phone lines went down or something was down, would it automatically convert over to satellite?
Yes, it would. If you want to exercise that function, it is $15 additional per month.
And what if we stick with that function only and not run it through our internet and our phone?
You can absolutely do that if you needed to.
And what would that charge be?
That's just the $15 additional per month.
But I mean, if we're not doing the other lines, that's still an additional?
No. It's just, you can either rely on that solely, or use it as a backup, either one you want. Either way, it's $15 per month, which you do not have to have, but it's there if you need it.
Mr. Chairman, I think this is something that we've got some good information.
I
think that we need to come together as a board and take a look at what options, what would we, what will we do? I know I've had experience in my business utilizing these, and the cost associated with these, and not knowing up front, it did cost me quite a bit because I ended up with a paperweight 6 months later because I purchased the machine versus leasing it.
He is going to email us the data and so forth, so I think we can sit down in a little meeting there and actually make the decisions on how we want and which would be most advantageous for the township going forward there. Credit card and that kind of thing for the window and so forth, I'm absolutely not opposed to that, so I think it'd be a very beneficial thing to have and everything, but I do think we need to look at our level of how much money we're actually taking in at the end and things like that, and the fees and that type of thing as to what the actual cost would be. So I think that we're doing our due diligence. I think we definitely need to have a little meeting on that, John, before we vote and so forth on it. That's my opinion.
And whoever the gentleman wants is asking about their business, come see me if you ever need anything. I'd love to help you.
Hey, guys, before we move on further, this is Fiscal Officer Dent. I just wanted to say that in discussion with our attorney, Pete Grigg, the purchase of the machine and so forth is not a board decision. This is something that... this is just something from an audit perspective, and Robin, if you want to intervene or back me up a little bit on this too, just the amount of cash that we've taken at the window, I think would more than pay for the machine itself. Am I correct if I've understood over the years?
This is Robin, and the reason we brought these two topics together, the realigning of the bank account and the machine, was actually the money that we're saving with what Kathy shared with you. We're going to save anywhere from $200 to $300 a month in bank fees, because I just got confirming in UAN that Kathy is correct. We are paying anywhere from $600 to $700 per month bank fees, and what we're saving you know, the $200 to $300 a month will easily compensate bringing in the machine. So it's almost balancing, if not saving us money and securing us.
Well, I think, I don't disregard anything that anyone is saying. I think, personally, sounds like to me the conversation we're now having and holding everybody up in the meeting, we may have should have had this before the trustees, before are actually bringing in vote time. I really didn't know that we were going to make this extreme of movements and everything. I don't think either one of the trustees did, from what I'm hearing. I know I did. But I think we may have been. Could have had a little quick meeting before and got this information before so we could make a proper decision. And having said that, I'd still like to table it until the next meeting. So if we may, are you in favor of doing that, Mr. Fleshman?
I would second that.
Okay. Could we have a vote there, Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
No, because according to our fiscal officer and our attorney, the fiscal officer can just do this. No need for us to even bring it back up, is the way I see it. I think this is just for informational purposes, and they can just run with it.
That's correct, Trustee Alex.
That is correct, yes.
I'm a little confused, then why did we have this on the agenda if this was something that we could have already, you know, the department could have just went with it?
Because it's a courtesy to the board to share the information as we were told by the attorney today.
Okay.
If it was something that you guys could go ahead and do, that would have been nice to know before the meeting.
Yeah. Well, let's just leave it go, John. We spent a lot of time here. It's apparent that the trustees were not informed. I know I wasn't, and I don't know why anybody else would have been, but I think it's not going to hurt to wait for the next meeting and have a little understanding of everything in between, and then we'll make our decisions and go forward. Probably will be the same as you've laid out here, and I understand that, but I just want to make sure everything is correct, and that's pretty much about it. So let's go ahead and move on. We've got a vote to table it for the next meeting, so let's go with that for the moment. And Mr. Potts, if you would, we'll figure out a time to have a little special meeting and discuss this, okay?
Sounds perfect. Please let me know if you guys need anything at all.
No, right. Thank you very much, sir. So we'll move on
tomorrow, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to new business. Chief Police Department, is Chief Smith available or Mr. Ratliff?
Thank you, Chairman Horn.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
I can hear you fine, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. Hopefully everybody's having a good week. The police department has been in kind of conservation mode, trying to figure out how we can conserve our resources and also provide the best service to the residents that we possibly can. Looking at ways to not have to cut out portions of third shift to consolidate, and kind of try to do the best we can with what we have, at least until such time as Trustee Alex rolls out his reimagination plan for public safety. So I'm kind of excited to be a part of that. With that said, I had a meeting with the fiscal department today. And we are budgeted for 3 part-time officers. We currently only have 2. So it is within our budget to bring on a third part-time officer. So that would give us another 24 hours of coverage and allow us to more effectively cover all three shifts. So with that said, what I would like to do is get a resolution, which we already have typed up for your convenience, to rehire Officer Jeffrey Mintaus as a part-time officer. He would work approximately 24 hours a week, and that would be effective tomorrow if the board approves the resolution and votes on it. Questions?
What has been the status of Jeffrey? Did we have him laid off, or did he go somewhere else? Something there?
No, he went to Madison Township, and he wasn't a very good fit, or they weren't a good fit for him, so he left there on good terms. We've had issues with him. He's already trained, and he's only been gone a couple months, so there's no cost associated, and all his equipment is still here, so that would save us some money on that also.
Now, do you think that Jeffrey will, if we can look him back in on a full-time status, that he will stay with us, Chief?
Yeah, no, he would be coming back at this point as a part-time officer. He would come back full-time at such time as if the levy would get the levy passed and be more stable and have money to do so.
Okay. All righty, we will go ahead and ask for your vote there then, okay?
That is resolution 2021-075. Would you like me to read the resolution?
No, that's fine. That will be bringing him back on a 24-hour part-time basis. Is that correct?
Correct.
Sir, he would need to read the resolution in order to make it into a vote.
Okay. You have to read the whole resolution, John. I'm not sure.
Sir, we would need to vote on it. He would read the resolution, and then we would ask if there's any questions, and then move for a second, and then move for a vote.
Okay. We'll follow that format then, Chief, okay?
With that, do you want me to read the resolution?
Yeah, go ahead and read that and we'll ask for questions or whatever, okay?
Okay, that's resolution 2021-075. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to hire Jeffrey Mintaus as a part-time patrolman working approximately 24 hours per week, effective May 21st, 2021. At $21.24 per hour, which is the current part-time wage.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. So could I have a motion to accept the resolution?
Chairman, is there any other discussions before we go to that?
I don't. Mr. Alex, do you have any?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would second the resolution.
No, thank you. Because we have a roll call vote problem, please.
Yes, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
No.
Thank you.
Alrighty, let's see, let's move on. Do you have any other thing that
Mr.
you need
Chairman?
To discuss tonight,
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yeah.
I think we need to discuss this with another officer, because I don't understand if it's in our budget, Trustee Alex, what your thoughts are. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page and working together.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a situation. You have your prerogative, I guess, how you vote, John. You have one vote, I have one vote. Mr. Alex has one bolted, and I don't know if there's anything. To my knowledge, there's nothing to prohibit a bolt or for us to ask. I guess probably if I were to decide to vote no on something like that, I probably would get some sort of explanation, but I don't believe you're required to, you know, I may not be, so.
I apologize, we'll continue on.
Okay, yeah, let's continue on, and that might be a question that we need to ask next time I see people asking about that. I don't think there's anything to, you know, to call anybody out or anything on the boat. I think that's your privilege, in my opinion.
Yes,
so,
sir, that would not be my intention, sir.
Okay, I understand. All righty. Chief Smith, is there anything further you need tonight?
No, sir, there's not. I believe Deputy Crozier's online, and I think he has some stats.
Oh, is he on tonight? Okay. All righty. Chief, are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Last time to catch you, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes, sir.
Yeah, just you can call me in the morning as soon as you get moving around the house.
Okay. I'll give you a call then, and we'll set up a setup time to meet, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Carter, are you available there tonight?
Yes, good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hope everybody else can.
Okay, good evening. So just to put a little disclaimer on these stats, just to understand that these stats are still not 100% accurate, as in as far as where the locations are with these stats. We've got it. The new reporting system to be able to give us basically numbers but not locations. And so with that being said, this is from April 22nd until today. For the last month, Franklin Township had over 1,142 calls of service. We had 66 reports made. We had 26 arrests. That's a lot for any department for a month. Yeah. You had drug-related offenses, two burglaries, three stolen vehicles, four recovered stolen vehicles, seven weapon-related runs, five robberies, and 36 thefts within the last month. So again, that with it being warmer, obviously we're going to have a lot more criminal elements out, and obviously with your guys' current staffing levels, it's going to be taxing for any department, let alone those who are short staffed. So we'll try to keep an eye on it and try to do the best we can with what we got.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much. And then obviously we appreciate your intervening and with us, Mr. Carter. I for one really appreciate you folks. And I think the Sheriff's Department has done a yeoman's job and helping us lately, and I really do appreciate that. Want to get a chance to convey it to the sheriff, okay?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Deputy Carter, could you give the board an update on 3335 Dover? Whatever we know at this point.
Well, as of right now, the bank is still giving me issues about trying to get anyone out of the house because of the national moratorium about not taking everyone out of their homes because of COVID. So as of right now, we're just waiting on SIU to make any sort of investigative decisions, they can or be able to try to get that house vacated, obviously in a legal way.
Right.
I know it's a pain in everyone's side, but we're still working on the best we can with what we got.
Yeah, I appreciate all of that, Travis.
This is Lieutenant Ratliff. Can I ask you a question, too?
Sir?
Devin Carter, do you have any information on if we picked up the person of the shooting at the other church house that you guys are looking at 1127 here's the point.
So, the last I talked to the detectives, and that was about 2 days ago when Officer Baldwin and myself was able to locate some persons of interest out of the shooting. They've discussed in depth with those persons, the detective bureau did, on positively identifying people they need to look into on this investigation. I know there's also gang-related elements as well. So they know who they're looking for is just basically rounding them up at the end of the day without getting too much into the investigation out in public.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And also today the tip that came through the website for the homicide suspect, you know, SWAT picked him up.
So the CPD has not informed us if they have or have not, so I'm not going to obviously discuss that too much. I know they had CPD SWAT surveillance was out watching the house off of the tip that Franklin Township got through their web page. We were able to basically take the information that was given over to us and get a really good location of the another homicide suspect out of the city of Columbus. So obviously, if you guys have been paying attention to the news, CVDs have got a drastic number of homicides, and we're not even halfway through the year.
One more last night, did we catch the shooter out of the street over on Broadline from about 18 years ago?
So the last I heard, no, we have not got that person yet.
Okay. That's all I have. I appreciate everything you do, Travis.
Absolutely.
All righty. Thank you, Lieutenant. Anything else? Getting ready to move on to the fire department. Chief Welch, are you available tonight, sir?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Okay, how about you taking a nap, sir, like me? Okay, well, you can go right ahead there.
Good evening, everyone. If everybody's doing fine, I'll keep this short and sweet. First off, I need a motion to accept Bertie Billy's resignation, effective 5/19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I
second
that.
I'll second.
Secondly, moving on to fill that position, I would like to hire.
No, we need to vote on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do need to get the vote going there. Okay.
Ralph.
Hold on just a second here, Robin. Let me find this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's his name, sir?
Brody Dilly. That's the resignation.
Dilly, okay. All right. Okay. Yes, Robin.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, T.
To fill this back position, I would like to get a resolution to hire Elijah Lynch at firefighter 1 level, effective upon passing his physical.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and read this off, I guess. Be it resolved by the board. Let's see. Such resolution to hire Elijah Malik. Malinch, is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Firefighter. Level 1, effective upon passage of pension physical. Be it resolved by the board, approves the hiring of Alex.
Okay.
Including the full passage of pension board. So I would ask for a second on that.
Second that.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, I think that's all we need there. Chief, do you have anything else there, Chief?
Robin, do you have a number for me?
I do. It's 2021-076.
076, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to brief the board real quick on the Raisenbauer fire truck. It is back on Frank Road. Like I told the board before the past, it went to South Dakota. They got quite a few things done. They repainted the whole rear end of it. It had some sort of corrosion problems right around all the doors. So they stripped out everything, took off all the doors, took off everything, and repainted the whole rear of the truck. They had done several other small things above and beyond. Like they just went on little things here and there. They redid some steps. They redid some lenses and lights and everything. So they really did take good care of us. The 16 North Drive in South Dakota to Columbus is not fun, I can tell you that.
It's a tough ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it's no fun.
It's hard, so.
Right. But it's here now, and you'll see it running around the southern end of the township.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. It looks to be in, well, as good as they can look to me, it looks like a nice good fire truck again. So,
yep, it's a good truck.
But it is. So you're pretty well satisfied with what they did and how it's running and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, nice. I appreciate that. Anything further you need, Tim?
No, sir. I'm all done.
Okay. Well, thanks. And you have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay, let's see, Jim Stevens, is Jim available right now? I've seen him quite a bit this week, I guess. Are you Jim?
Yep, I'm here, Rob. I'm able to be here tonight. Our ball season's over now, so I should be able to.
I never did ask you how you were doing.
No, we lost in the district finals last night, so
we're going to go back to that.
I really got
just about it out of the last year, didn't it?
I'll be able to keep it short and sweet too. The only thing that I didn't really have anything on the agenda, but I did have something come up. Now that school is letting out, we have a couple of high school students that we would like to bring on for our summer help program. I have gotten with Jeff to work it into our budget for the year. We have two kids that I have their names for this evening. They will be out of school on Tuesday, and I would like to have them actually start on Wednesday the 26th, which would be the start of a new pay period.
Yes.
So I have their names, and Robin, I suppose. We could definitely use the help for sure. But do we need to pass a resolution for each?
Jim, the agenda was changed, yeah, and this was added, and the resolution was sent to everyone. So
yeah,
you have
it on mark your agenda.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a copy of the resolution in front of me, Jim, if you want me to read it all, sure.
Absolutely, that'd be fine.
Okay, the Summer Health resolution to hire Gavin Campbell and Tyler Hunter, I guess it is.
Tyler Hunter.
As temporary summer help at a rate of $12 per hour. So, could I have a second on that, please.
I will hear a second. Quick discussion. Where are these people from? Are they from our community, or where are they from?
These kids are not from our location. They're from over on the west side, more towards the west up area.
Okay. I will second.
Okay. All righty, Robin, for the little road.
Yeah, it's going to be two separate resolutions. So Campbell is 2021-077, and Heiser is 2021-078.
So we will have two resolutions.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to track it that way.
Thank you.
So,
I won't be in.
So we can vote on those.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay, John. Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen. Okay, let's see, Jim, did you have anything further? I know you and I have chatted about price and everything this week. We've got a lot of rounds from right now.
Yes, we've got a lot of things.
What is our other young man there that you and I were talking to in the office of? Today, I can't remember his name.
Quentin Hawkins is his name.
Quentin, okay. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, thank you. I believe you told me we're going to start working on price next week as much as possible.
We have a slated, we're going to be going two different directions. On Monday, we've got trash that we're going to be getting picked up, and we also have some storm drain issues that Ryan and I will be taking our new piece of equipment out and working on. We need to get those taken care of before the next rainfall. And on top of that,
I'll tell you what, the area down there at Frank and Gant, what's her other little street down there?
You talking for what?
Into the Eastville, up the vision.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the street, what we got all the trash down there. What is the name of that street now? For some reason, I've lost it.
We have trash throughout that entire area. That is being neglected to be picked up.
Okay. Well, the reason I wanted to specifically remind or say something else to you about it, in addition to some of the other things I've had two of our old Blackburn residents call me. Here was Mr. Perry's call today, and Miss Riley down there on Eastbrook, his name is Priest, I think. They have called me and asked me if I could please get something done, so I told them that we'd be working on that starting for our conversation.
We've sent out multiple House Bill 50 letters in lieu of trash situations, and we've sent out over 40 House Bill 50 letters for high grass that's not being mowed. So our schedule's getting extremely busy. This is huge. Yep.
So, all righty. That's the corn and stuff is certainly one of the bad ones there. I appreciate it very much, Jim. Thank you.
Not a problem, Jim. Thank you.
I guess we're starting to get down toward the end here. I guess we're getting down toward the comments now. Ari, did you have any comments or anything you wanted to interject in?
No, none this time. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. John, do you have anything you want to interject?
You're not going to believe it, sir. I do not.
I think I don't have anything further, I don't think. I see what we've got. Robin, do you know what this is about? Or Nick, fiscal department discussion on property taxes or liens or whatever?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to pass along. We got some good news to share with the board and with the public here today. It was resolved regarding some lien releases on our Indian Township. There were six of them dating back to 2014, and the last one from 2019 has been paid. So those are six of those, and there was total over $5,000 dating back that far. So I'm happy to say that all those have been taken care of.
Well, that is some good news.
And we're just, and we are waiting on the lien releases now at this point.
Okay, well, that's good news. You keep collecting that money, and boy, you'll be a good asset, really. Okay. Thanks, Nick. It's good to have you aboard, and I look forward to working with you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Potts, did you have anything you want to add?
I have nothing.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. And how about questions? For the audience or anything, do we have anyone asking what any questions or anything, Mark?
Ms. Cheney is asked to speak.
Oh.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm opening the garden this year. So if I could get some water, Jim, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, Robin, we'll get the tank filled up. That's no problem.
Okay. I don't have anything planted yet, but I've got all the grass mowed down. Jim got an anniversary present and just played with it. He got a zero-turn mower for 35 years, so he's happy.
Hey,
what?
That's great.
I don't know, Jim, if Ralph had mentioned to you about the trash that's being stacked up against the fence down in the alley beside the property.
You talking about down there, Jim, the bomb?
Yeah, down there.
We were down there actually today taking pictures of the trash. We've taken pictures of some yards in that area that has extremely high grass in the backyards, and you know that we can't see from the roadway. So yeah, there's going to be letters being sent out, and then we're also going to be coming in and collecting that trash. Okay. We're going to be starting that, you know, on Monday.
Coming from evidently somebody in the trailer park hired the homeless to clean out the last trailer, Mary's trailer, and they decided that it was okay to stack it all there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I wondered. I think, I'm not sure who it was told me, but I think it was Jackie maybe that trailer. I never did one thing was exactly find out. But Jim, I think it's that further straight south was the one. A lot of that trash had come out of. So
yeah, it came out of Mary's trailer. She's the very last trailer.
Was it okay? Well, that's what I thought. It was the last trailer on the south side of the fire department there, Jim. So.
Oh yeah, that's okay. You know where it comes from is not really a concern of mine. It's just the fact that we're going to get it picked up. Like I said,
I'd have the guys take a look around the trailer park. I looked a couple of times. Actually, I think Mark and Chief Rattler written out to them, taking a look at that too. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, we were down there today. We got pictures. There's some properties that the grass is extremely high. Like I said, when you get grass in people's backyards that we can't see from the road, you really don't get to see it until you actually get into the area. So we got some pictures today and some letters to get sent out, but the trash will be taken care of on Monday.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know it had been mentioned. And I just
oh, yeah.
all together now. So, okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Is there any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, there was a question that came through Facebook by a John Spencer. He said, is June going to be in person and not online where some can't get them asking as the mandates are lifted? So he's asking if future meetings are going to be in person.
Well, you and I had talked some there, and we kind of said, hey, we'll talk about it. I guess we can talk about it now. The governor thing is supposed to, on June the 2nd, he's supposed to be letting us burn our face mask or whatever. So, I don't know what that means. I guess that means we can go to the store without having a mask on now. But I don't know. That's about the only thing that I've really heard about the state calling off everything. So, I'm not 100% sure how to answer it. John Spencer or nobody else right now. We had talked, you know, you and I were talking, and I don't know who all got in the conversation, but we were considering maybe about the middle part of June going to get our live meeting started again. But I don't know, Mark. Have you heard anything further other than what we talked about, you or the other trustees?
We've just had small conversations about it, but I can check. I believe, and don't quote me on this, that I think the legislature had allowed virtual meetings to go through the end of June, but I can check on that. But that would be a decision of the board if they wanted to do that, and then under what means or under what circumstances.
Well, I'll tell you, here's my feeling on it. I don't know for sure. And I don't think John or either one does without they know something I don't. My thought would be we're really close to the end of June, I mean May right now. So even in the middle of June, we're only looking at what, 2 or 3 weeks. I'd really go a little more definitive information before we say we're going to open back up. I know the police department, and the residents are wanting to get the blockless meeting started again. And I've been asked from 2 of them, and I think Byron has too. But Dennis for one on Hart Road, and let's see, who was the other one? I've over Linda Virtual on the East Field. And I told Linda to just sit tight, and, you know, and get back with them when we decided to do it, you know. But as it stands right now, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what to tell. I think, first thing, we probably should wait for a couple of weeks myself. And just tell John Spencer to watch his email there and we'll advise him or let him know when we're going to start doing the in-person thing again, you know.
Okay.
I don't back to what else tell them right now. So, I just think I'd, you know, lay it long for another week or so anyway. Let's kind of get back in the groove. I'd say in another week, and we got, I think next week is the Memorial Day too, and that week from Monday.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just leave it at that for the time being and email John Spencer back and let him know that we're probably going to wait for a couple of 3 weeks into June until, you know, we find out a little more definite information, okay?
Okay, we'll do. And I see no other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Anyone else have anything?
Hi, this is
Anna. Okay. Right. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Is Jim still on the line?
Who's that?
Is Jim Stevens still on the line?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm here, Dan. I'm here.
Hey, I know the last rain we had was, there was a lot, but the drains down here on Schilling seemed to be
they backed up, and we've been up here, and we was able to pump all the water out of it. We ran the jet down through there. We're going to put the bigger water jet in there and see. I think we've got just a little bit of blockage in there that we're going to get knocked out and go through. Yeah, we're very aware of it.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I hadn't said anything, so I just wasn't.
We got down there. We've been working on it.
Okay, that's all I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mark, is that everyone?
I believe so.
Okay, well, we'll return then. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks.
Thank you.